Legendary Valley musician Mark Zubia is probably best known for the work he did with the Pistoleros. His late brother Lawrence was his closest collaborator, but the two had differences over the years, creative and otherwise. Not long after Mark became a solo artist, Lawrence passed away, and what had become emotional work in putting together his latest project elevated several notches for Mark, and that is evident in his new EP, Zubia. And Mark is with me to talk about his career and his latest music. Mark, are you the kind of artist who picks up the guitar in a more casual way and you see what inspires you, or are you compelled to make music?
I'm compelled to do it. Sometimes I don't have any choice but to do it. And that means that, and those are the good days where something kind of falls out of the sky and you write a song in 10 or 20 minutes. But also harnessing that inspiration is one thing, but then learning how to edit it in a crafty way and so that it is something you're proud of is really a hugely important part of the craft.
So what is different about this new EP, Zubia? It's very personal for sure. What about the process of putting it together? What came naturally? What really flowed? And what was a little bit harder?
Well, what came naturally is a couple of the songs were written in that burst of inspiration. So that was, that's always great to have that happen. But the challenge was the co-producer, Will Prinzi, who is a staff producer at Fervor Records. I asked Fervor if I could make a solo record, and they said, yeah, and by the way, we just hired a producer, staff producer, and we think, you guys should meet and see if you hit it off. I've written with people like that before in the past. It's been a long time, but normally it's, I co-wrote with Lawrence, my brother, and I co-wrote with Jesse Valenzuela, Jim Blossoms, people I have known for years. So this was different in that, we didn't know each other. We got together, I showed him some songs, he liked them, and then we had to start writing songs together without really knowing each other. We respected each other as musicians and songwriters, but that was the challenge because there were days we got together and we banged our head against the wall for 2 or 3 hours. And we, there's 6 songs on the EP, but, we wrote another 6. I had another, probably at least 6 in my song bank. And so, to get 6 songs you're proud of, you got to write, at least twice as many, if not 3. And so that was the challenge. And then... shortly after we started recording it, COVID happened. And that was a whole nother challenge for everybody. And we didn't know what was going to, if the record was going to be finished. As we all know, that was a very trying, uncertain time.
Most, if not all of these songs in the EP are coming from a really deep place, as you dealt with some tragic circumstances, and that included the death of your brother Lawrence, who's a longtime collaborator of yours. Can you share the background on one specific song that really addresses a lot of this?
I'll tell you one song that has gotten the biggest reaction is Carry You Home. And I was going through a difficult time in relation to the band I was in, Pistoleros, and relationship with my brother. And Will and I were getting together and writing. And, we would get personal. He knew what was going on. And so he brought in the seed of that song and the theme of that song.
I've been bleeding all this time, been reading in between the lines of your face. There's a child there I know. Like the mountain that
and you love somebody, but they've hurt you. And do you still, you know, at the end of the day, will you still carry them home? Will you still carry them if they need it? And I think that's what that song is about, is like, you know, we hurt each other, the people close to us. But at the end of the day, if you're there for them and can lift them up, that's, you know, that's part of it too. And that needs to, you know, and so that, that song has really gotten a strong reaction from people who've heard the record. And, you know, I've gotten lots of nice notes and messages and emails and texts out of the blue from people that, you know, that normally don't text me or email me. And so I'm very proud of that song.
Mark, what does it feel like to share such a personal experience through song, as opposed to, you know, writing a great rock and roll song that feels really good, but doesn't come from within quite the same way?
Well, in this case, I don't have a band to hide behind. I mean, it's, you know, the it's Zubia by Mark Zubia. You know what I mean? So I don't have a lot. There's no filters here. And I didn't, you know, and I wrote it about what was going on in my life. I didn't know obviously, how would I know my brother was going to pass? Yeah. But, you know, that's what happened. And I can't change that. And I'm just being as honest as I can be as a songwriter. And hopefully, well, I know that these situations are not unique to me. You know, people have, you know, go through hard times and relationships, and then, you know, and then they get better. So I'm sure people can relate to this. Hopefully, I hope people can relate to this on some level that applies to their life or their experiences or their, you know, challenges.
That is legendary local musician Mark Zubia. We've been talking about his new EP, which is called simply Zubia.
There's nothing like you now. You say you're grateful, it's hard to know just how.